The Luminato Festival begins a week today, June 7th, at venues all over Toronto. It runs through the 23rd. For over a decade, it has featured outstanding artistry within theater, music, dance, and visual arts from Canada and around the world. In this year's program, you'll find reflections on the world today with many opportunities to engage with questions about nostalgia, memory, community, and perspective. There are multiple programs to choose from, free events, and relaxed performances as well. Joining me in studio is Luminato Artistic Director Naomi Campbell. It was announced last year that she would take over the position after being Deputy Artistic Director and a full-time producer before that. It's her seventh year with the festival all told. Naomi Campbell, welcome. Great to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Fantastic. So you are the third artistic director for Luminato I've interviewed over the last 4 years, I would think. And Jorn Reisbrot, Josephine Ridge, your predecessors, they had these sort of definable and different visions for the festival, different circumstances as well. Jorn had the Hearn and Josephine very conscious, very inclusive mandate. So in 2019, here you are. What's your vision for Luminato?
Well, I think my vision is growing on theirs in that Josephine and I especially worked very closely together to develop the programs that she delivered in 2017 and 18. And certainly we were, you know, a good collaboration. And I feel like a lot of the initiatives that she began around Indigenous work, and certainly the relationship with the Theatre Centre and other local arts organizations, are things that I'm very comfortable maintaining and growing.
I think that lets us know something. We saw something specific happen over the last 2 years, and I think that's what's happening. You're going to build on that.
Yes. Yeah, very much. And certainly this year's festival was partly programmed by her. I mean,
right.
A good deal of it was. So because we have to work a year out. So there are a number of many of the things in this year's festival were already put in place by her.
So let's get to some of it. And I'll start with some of the classically, we'll think about the classical music and how that might be driving some of this. I'll start by saying you have a hub at Harbourfront, is that right?
We're not calling it a hub per se, but we do have a critical mass of activity there. We have shows in each of their theaters, including films in the studio theater and talks. We have the House of Mirrors, which is a fantastic installation that's on the East Campus. We have a visual arts show in the Artport Gallery. And on the final day of the festival, we have a mass choir phenomena called Mataukei Songlines.
So just a lot to see near the water.
Exactly. If you go to Harbourfront for between the 7th and 23rd of June, Luminato has lots to offer.
I brought this up because I was playing some Stravinsky the other day. Rite of Spring, Yang Liping, showing up from China. I believe this is her Canadian debut.
That's correct.
Pretty exciting. So this is a dance version of
Stravinsky
classic.
Exactly. A dance interpretation, including they commissioned Tibetan musicians to write some complimentary music. So it's not strictly Stravinsky.
My goodness.
Oh, it'll be exciting. I haven't seen the piece myself in person, although I've seen it on video, but one of my colleagues, Anthony Sargent, saw it in China and said it was just magnificent.
I did watch bits and pieces of it on Chinese television, actually, through YouTube, and it does look really incredible.
Yeah.
Just announced Misha Berger-Gossman.
Yes, she is joining the cast of Triptych, Eyes of One on Another, which is a new piece by Bryce Dessner, who's maybe known to some of your audience as a member of The National, the band.
Yep.
But he's also he's a contemporary classical composer. Philip Glass was one of his mentors.
Right.
So he's written this piece about Robert Mapplethorpe. That is performed by the a cappella group Roomful of Teeth, who are a remarkable company from the States.
They're also part of this.
That's right. They're all up there. This is one show. Misha, another soloist, some dancers, a small chamber ensemble, and Roomful of Teeth plus enormous projections of the Mapplethorpe images.
And so incredible. If people read Just Kids, they would know what Mapplethorpe is all about. There is a joint tribute experience that involves the great master, the Montreal Lion, Leonard Cohen. What's happening?
Well, that's an interesting one because our piece that includes Leonard Cohen's songs is actually from Colombia.
Right.
From Cartagena in Colombia. And it's a dance company called El Colegio del Cuerpo. And it comes out of a program that was started about 25 years ago to teach dance to street-involved kids in Cartagena. And it was such an amazing program, and it drew such attention and great teachers that they've developed a very, you know, rigorous, fantastic contemporary dance company. And they've taken 15 Cohen songs and interpreted them through the lens of the buto dancer Kazuo Ono. So it's a very interesting mix, but it's also got this fantastic design with there's costumes for every song. And so it's like a beautiful parade of imagery with the music, some interpreted in Spanish and some in English. And
just when we thought we couldn't figure out a new way to look at the Leonard Cohen catalog,
exactly,
we figured out another
I think
one.
That's going to be a real crowd pleaser. I highly recommend it for just about anybody.
And not to be outdone by the Infinity Rooms, you did mention it, you do have a house of mirrors.
We do indeed. It's a mirror maze that if you go by Harborfront this weekend, you'll see it's being set up.
Okay.
You can look through the fence and take a good look. The cranes are there and they're putting together this very elaborate mirror maze, which I actually had the fun privilege of walking through in Adelaide.
You have to put on a hockey helmet or something?
Well, you got to keep your hands up,
right,
but keep your fingers away. So, you know, it's sort of the back of your hands up to make sure that you're not walking into a mirror instead of what appears to be the distance. It's a really wild experience, fun and, you know, a little freaky, but I think it's super all ages and very selfie friendly.
We're going to, we just got another minute, but I'll mention Ronnie Burkett with the festival again, the wonderful puppeteer, provocative sometimes, but I think he's got something interesting cooked up this time. And also so much theater, we can't get to it all, but a masquerade from Russia and then something for basketball fans.
Oh, indeed. Right? We have a show called Monday Nights. It's part of our collaboration with the Theater Center. It's a show that was built by five actors who actually had a real Monday night basketball game. It's participatory, although not required. It's really fun. I went to a dress rehearsal the other day and had a blast. And I think just with the Raptors doing what they're doing,
sure,
I think we all have to, you know, play a little basketball for them.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And you can experience it, the Luminato Festival, beginning a week today, June 7th, luminatofestival.com for tickets and info to everything you just heard about. Have a look and go ahead and just take in some culture in June. And Naomi Campbell, just a real pleasure to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Here with the new Classical FM.